live, and we have got Trudy on the line. In fact, I've got to give Trudy a theme tune because it's become such a big part of the show. So last week we thought we'd introduce you, Trudy, actually, with Foogler with Food. I know you like that.
Yes, I did. It was very good.
So this week I've decided to go a little bit cheesy. So I'm thinking, you know, the food bank thing you're doing is moving so fast and you're collecting donations of food. So here we go. You like that?
That's
made you laugh. So there we go. That's your theme tune for this week. The fast food rockers. A little bit cheesy, but hey, it's good. Yes. Might play it in full later, so we can have a little sing-along. So how's things this week then, Trudy? I know last week we were talking and the army were involved. So what's happened this week in the last 7 days?
Well, you sort of left me with a challenge last week, didn't you?
I did. Are you talking to me from Buckingham Palace, by the way?
Not quite.
Just outside.
But anyway, there is still a week to go yet. So, you know, let's not rule it out completely. But you did set me this challenge. You know, what are you going to do within the week? So I took heed with my leaflet that I have in our village newsletter to all the businesses in the village.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and basically, you know, would they like to make a small donation? In exchange, I can plug them through social media and, of course, Radio Woking.
I love this. So you've been out telling everyone to listen to Radio Woking,
yes,
then?
Yes, I have. So hopefully they're all tuned in this morning. So can I let you know who they are?
Please do.
Okay, so various ends of the village. We've got Decormates, which is our local painting and decorating company. Really nice guy. I've actually used him myself, so absolutely top-notch guy. Brookwood Cars, our local taxi company. They, again, brilliant. They can pick you up from the Brookwood train station, take you anywhere you want to go. Tudor News for all your newspapers, obviously. Glassmaster, again, I've used these guys. Brilliant, really friendly bunch, really nice local company. Surrey Dry Cleaners. So, obviously, if you need those dirty shirts washed, then that's the place to go.
Or a Christmas jumper.
Oh, no, John. You can't let anyone wash your Christmas jumpers. Come on now. Pizza Plus, they are great pizzas, or kebabs, obviously, after you've been in Brookwood Club and had a few beers. And East West, finally, our Indian takeaway restaurant. Now, they very kindly donated to my cause two £10 gift vouchers for eating in the restaurant. So, my question to people listening out there, if anybody would like to exchange these face value for £20 so I can buy stuff for my food bank, okay, that would be brilliant.
Oh, that's a good idea. So so somebody give you the cash and then they can get the vouchers,
yeah,
and then you can go and back.
Yeah, great, good exchange, don't you think?
I think so, yes,
yeah.
And supporting local business as well,
yeah,
very
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. So I have been busy. So not only have I raised the awareness of the food bank now completely throughout the village, but I've been plugging Radio Woking.
Thank you. We thank you for that. I was thinking, you know, you've got the taxi company involved. How about, you know, my face on the back of a taxi? Could we do this by next week? No?
I could choose one from your Facebook profile, right?
Oh, no. Okay. Yes, you have to be very careful when you go through that. But it's really brilliant what you're doing, Trudy. You seem to have the whole community just behind you, and it gets bigger and bigger every week.
Yeah, no, I have to say, you know, the whole village has completely embraced the whole Christmas spirit, and it's really raised the awareness to the fact that, you know, quite a few people didn't even know we were using food banks. So, you know, one guy actually asked me, you know, do we really need the food bank? So I did tell him the story of why I actually started doing it last year. You know, the average family that, unfortunately, husband committed suicide because he lost his job. Mum ended up at the food bank for various reasons. And the poor guy just didn't know what to say to me. He was so embarrassed. You know, and he was just like, I'm really sorry, I had no idea. And again, you know, it's about bringing awareness to people that just don't have a clue that these places actually exist.
Exactly. I mean, we've been saying this sort of all along, you know, we live in a very affluent area and, you know, a lot of that richness and people in big houses and everything. And it's quite easy to sort of brush it under the carpet and think, you know, we haven't got poverty in Woking. But the truth of the matter is we have.
No, exactly. And I think because we, you know, we're all busy in our own lives and you all get caught up in what you're doing, especially at this time of the year, you know, you're busy out shopping for Christmas presents and food and everything else for your own family. So sometimes you don't really give a thought to someone perhaps that doesn't have that luxury. So, you know, that's why I'm doing it and stuff. So, and also, you know, with the Welsh Guards, you know, they're great, they're servicemen, so they're in and out of the country and everything else, and they're obviously here to service the country and obviously the Queen. But the fact that they're actually giving back as well, I did actually speak to Padre. We've had quite a few emails going backwards and forwards. She's got quite a few food parcels there, which I need to go and collect from her at some point. So that, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, these guys are working for our country, but they're actually giving, which is just brilliant.
It's just amazing how, you know, and well done to you as well for, you know, orchestrating all this. You've just, you know, you and just getting everyone involved and your passion, it's just been amazing, hasn't
it? Well, as I said, I couldn't have done it on my own.
No.
Without the support of...
It's a community effort.
You know, close family and friends around me and everybody else, it's just something that's actually, it's come together. And of course now, hopefully next year it'll be a lot easier. But I have also had a message from Brookwood Preschool that's just behind St. Saviour's Church. I think I've got to take a wheelbarrow down there on Thursday morning to collect quite a few parcels. So, and also I haven't caught up with Phil yet. So Phil, if you're listening, we need to have that catch up.
Yes, I think Phil is listening because he just tweeted a guest on my Breakfast Brainbender. I like your guest, by the way. Kids today, 17% of kids have one of these today compared with 65% in 2009. Was it common sense, you said, or something? That was amazing.
Yeah, was probably a bit naughty, wasn't it?
A little bit tongue-in-cheek. But, but do you know what I found quite interesting, actually? Yesterday, I was over at the boiler room in Guildford, and I know I sort of mentioned to you this, I sent you a text about it, but you know, they got this thing called the Trash Cafe. Which is, I don't know if you've come across this before.
No, I haven't, so it's opened my eyes a little.
It is really amazing, because what they do is they take all the surplus food from various supermarkets and various other places, they bring it into their kitchen and they cook up, you know, really nice meals, and then you know, people can go in there and you pay what you feel, so it's sort of open to everyone. And it's just such a great idea, I thought.
Yeah, no, and exactly, it is, sometimes it's about thinking outside the box, isn't it, to help other people.
Absolutely.
And that's why with this food bank campaign, because I'm not directly asking for cash, I feel people feel they're giving you something, because they're giving you a carrier bag full of food. It makes them feel good about themselves as well, because they're not just giving you cash, they're actually giving you something for their cash, if you like. So I think it's a win-win factor. And
I think so.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, the amount of stuff, I mean, I've got 21 meter boxes that are about half a metre deep, 21 boxes completely full.
That is amazing.
I know. Well, we've had to ship them off site because we've just had... I couldn't move. It was just becoming ridiculous. So we have actually shipped them off site. So, but obviously, this is the last... Well, we're running till the 7th. So we just got this week and a few days next week.
Mm.
But, you know, they're still coming in, and it is absolutely brilliant. It's... I just get quite overwhelmed about it.
I can imagine,
people
yes.
giving when, you know, they can't necessarily afford to and stuff. So, yeah.
Is this truly amazing what you're doing? So we're going to have a chat for the last time about the feedback campaign last week, which I'm quite sad about, actually. We've been on the show every week.
It's quite sad, isn't it, really?
Got to find somewhere some way to get you on the show every Wednesday into January.
I don't know. I think the listeners would probably get a bit bored, to be honest.
But we're going to have a chat next Wednesday morning, and then we're both going to come down and join Zayo and the team for the We Love Woking show.
Yeah, I think it's just a great way to close it off. And it'll be good, you know, we'll be there in the evening and we can have some. I might tuck up Baker's Dozen. So, Sean, if you're listening, I'm going to be coming down for free mince pies. He's probably cringing now.
I'm sure he's getting all the various bits and pieces together and getting them in the oven as we speak. Okay, so, right, you're looking for non-perishable items.
Yes, please, non-perishables. Obviously, as I've just mentioned, we do have 21 containers completely full. So, obviously, I've been sorting them out. So, things that I'm currently short on at the moment, long-life milk, toilet rolls, coffee, shampoos and conditioner, and men's toiletries. But basically, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to give would be brilliant. This is my Christmas campaign, I think, as I've probably mentioned several times. Kiddies, chocolates and things, you know, that's a sort of a luxury that a parent that's going to one of these places isn't possibly going to be able to afford. Mm. So if you can afford just a few little novelty chocolate packs, that would be great.
Okay, and finally, as I ask you every week, run for your collection points.
Okay, here we go. So, Brookwood, brilliant place to live. Baker's Dozen and Post Office during opening hours, 8 till 5.30. Once the Post Office has closed, you may go to Brookwood Club, and if you're lucky, the steward there, Lee Orris, very nice guy, probably let you have a beer as well. So that's open 4.30 to 11. Brookwood Primary School, which is down the far end of the village. Then we have our preschool at St. Saviour's Church, which is just behind the church. So Woking, we have Swinton Insurance, Goldsworth Road. So Phil, again, we need to have that catch up. CSG International in Albert Drive. I know they have various food parcels. I need to go and collect those as well. So guys, I know. I'm on it. And obviously our Welsh Guards in Pirbright.
Brilliant. It's just getting bigger and bigger every week. So, yeah. So, I'm actually looking forward to, because the We Love Woking show next Wednesday. I haven't actually met Zaya yet.
No,
so it's going to be quite interesting.
You're going to be interviewed, which is going to be really random.
It's going to be very random. I'm used to asking the questions. So it's going to be an interesting situation.
Yeah. Well, I think it'll be quite good to get from your perspective these last 5 weeks, you know. I think it'll be quite nice, to be honest.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, following it on the breakfast show since she started in November, and it's just going from strength to strength. So thank you, Trudy. I'm going to give you your theme tune again. Are you ready?
Yep, here we go for it.
There's all sorts of advertising going on there, but, you know, other fast food outlets are available. Trudy, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. Have a good week, John.
You too. Thank
you.
Right,
see you later. Bye.
Bye.